With the holiday season upon us, many people are starting to ponder their New Year's resolutions. Here at the Black Daddy Podcast, whenever we seek inspiration, encouragement, or motivation, the man we look to is Eric Thomas, also known as E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. His podcast, The Secret to Success with CJ and E.T., Curriculum, and Simple Quotes help us to refresh our focus on the goals we set. With 4 more weeks until the new year, we will share with you our favorite ET quotes to help motivate and jumpstart your goal setting. Stay tuned.
1, 2, 3. Daddy!
You're listening to the Black Daddy Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Part 2 of our favorite Eric Thomas quotes. Eric Thomas, again, is also known as E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, motivational speaker, author, phenomenal guy out of Detroit, Michigan. Travels all over the world, inspiring folks to be better and to go higher and to dig deeper and to really just like get the results in life that they desire to get in so many different ways. So this is part 2. Last part, we talked about a quote where he says, everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. And so, babe, we kind of unpacked what it's like to realize, wow, I got a lot of work to do, and digging deep and getting to that work, grinding, digging hard, digging it deep, rah, doing all of that in order to get the results that you want. But I'm going to give you your chance to share one of your favorite ET's quotes. What's helped you recently, Eric Thomas? One of his wise sayings, simple sayings.
Simple yet so profound.
Go ahead.
Okay. This one says, sometimes it isn't about being the most talented, the smartest, or working the hardest. It's about consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it again. Sometimes it isn't about being the most talented, the smartest, or working the hardest. It's about consistency. But to clarify, he is definitely about working hard. I mean, he's like, I pledge allegiance to the grind. He's all about hard work for sure.
Get up so at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, the dude is no joke. But I think what he's saying with this is that, as far as that, it's not about working the hardest, is that sometimes people can, well, the way I take it, I don't know if it's what he's saying, but the way I take it is sometimes you can work with people who work very hard, but then they burn out. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can grind and grind, but if you only grind for a year out of 10 years, I mean, you know, versus the person who has, like, if you think about seniority on a job and just the consistency of getting up every day, going to that same job month after month, year after year, you're going to build upon your, it's just inevitable that you have that foundation and you continue to build.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to build something, it definitely is about consistency. Kind of, he also talks about like false starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so like start and stopping, like that's not going to get you very far. You know, you have to like keep building and building and building. And so for me, I know that I'm definitely, there isn't much that I'm like super talented at. You know, I tend to be someone who knows like a little bit about a lot of random things, I think. But something about me is that it really resonates with me is about consistency, you know, and being consistent in word and in deed, like say what you, like do what you say you're gonna do. And also just having that predictability about you and stability about you helps other people to be able to have more faith in you and more confidence in you, and it just helps to really build upon like a reputation of like, and just and having that authenticity and that trustworthiness. Because if you know that when something is being said by me is like coming from that genuine place, I don't, it's not much else that has to be said. Does that make sense? Whether it's what you want to hear or not, just the fact that it's coming from a genuine place, you can trust it. And I think that that also has a lot to do with like, you can't control a lot of things in life, but you can control your word being your bond. You can control that like your yes is your yes and your no is your no. That you have control over. So just having that level of like consistency, even in your communication, that's very important to me. And so, and then when it even comes down to something, I mean, I'm in the season now of pumping, and I know this quote is not for a breastfeeding mother, but I parallel it to the season I'm in my life right now and my grind of pumping, being an exclusive pumper. Mm-hmm. Is like something that is just so time consuming and energy consuming in my life. And almost 9 months of doing this, the inspiration that I've received from ET and the different quotes to like just keep going and to like stay the course and to like be able to accomplish your goals, you know, is so motivating for me, because it's very difficult to maintain that level of consistency, you know, really is. And some days you do fall off the wagon, but it's like you have to get back on. So
Yeah, I think that's super dope, because even if you think about, I mean, I as an educator, you know, a lot of times we can place a lot of emphasis on the bright child or the child that shines in your classroom, but as an adult, I know that, wow, it's really not about who the smartest is in the room. It's not about who the most talented is in the room, but it truly is about the person who shows up day in and day out and gives you consistency. E.T. makes a joke where he's like, yo, like a lot of people, you know, as he travels and speaks, he's like, yo, a lot of y'all in here are way more talented than me, but I'm running circles around you because I'm just consistent. So it's here. So he's like, how you gonna let a high school dropout like show you up, you know? Mm. Yeah. And to even piggyback on that, in the world of athletics, like how true is it that the people who keep their jobs are the people who are consistent? Like, you know, you look at a Tim Duncan, you know what I'm saying? Like someone who wasn't flashy, you know what I'm saying, with his spin moves or his dunks. You know, he wasn't, you know, putting up 60 points every night, but this brother was just consistent year in and year out, you know. And I believe like he helped the Spurs to win quite a few championships. And so that kind of person has longevity, and their legacy is just, it's just something sweet about it, as opposed to the flash in the pan type of dude, you know what I'm saying? Like a Jeremy Lin, you know what I'm saying, where he had his
who?
Jeremy Lin. Wow, you funny. Where he had his moment of Linsanity.
Is he,
but
the Asian? The tall?
Yeah. He played, now he plays for the Knicks at one time, I believe. I forgot who he plays for now. I showed you a lot. But anyway, so yeah, man, consistency. So in our days, moving forward, man, like it's just so important to be consistent, like getting up in the morning and being consistent, desiring to put one foot in front of the other and to see the opportunity in the land whenever nobody else sees it, and to be consistent at reaping the harvest of, and planting the seeds and tilling the soil and watering it. Like that's just so important, because in due season, it's just a law that you will yield a crop that you've been consistent at maintaining over a extended period of time.
Yeah.
So it is not about being the most talented. It's not about being the smartest or working the hardest. It's about being consistent. So may you be consistent today, because the consistent person definitely wins the race, the marathons, the long race. Liz, life ain't a sprint, it's a marathon.
That's deep. That's true, good.
Amen. Yo, Eric Thomas, etinspires.com or breatheuniversity.com. And you can find them on social media outlets at either ET Inspires or ET the Hip Hop Preacher. Thanks so much, ET. We appreciate you, man. Appreciate your wisdom.
Love ET.
Absolutely.
We leave you with this passage from ET. Are you a gazelle or are you a lion? When the gazelle wakes up, it runs. It wakes up every day knowing if it doesn't outrun the lion, it doesn't survive. But if the lion isn't chasing it, it doesn't run. But when the lion wakes up, it's running. No one has to push him to do it. Because if he doesn't run, he doesn't eat, then he dies. Are you a gazelle or are you a lion?
Come on, children, don't be shy.
It's the baddest family podcast in the land.
bringing people and the finest in entertainment together.
The Black Daddy Podcast.